what the Word of God here says in Romans 3, being justified freely. We're grace of God. Why then are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. You know, that surprises a lot of people. And you know, you say that in some churches, they'll say, oh, no, what do you mean? We do this, this, that, and the other. And they believe that based on actions, not on salvation, not on trusting God, not on trusting the Savior, Jesus Christ, but based on what they do. There's people that believe that. There's people today believe that. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. See, when you get a hold of that too, that helps you. To understand that God sought us out or sought you out. Because man, right here, it said, and there's none that seeketh after God. See that conviction of the Holy Ghost. Even the pastor, I think, last week was talking about that again, how the Holy Spirit, might have been Sunday night, I can't remember. Talking about how still, man, woman, to be saved, got to have that workings, that Holy Spirit, that conviction in your heart. There's none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. As you stay right there, there's something coming to mind. Oh, stay right there. Like I said, you can't have open time in class. I've learned that a long time ago. But there was something here. Just come to mind. Let me find it here. Over in John. Let's see here. Oh, let me find it. Oh, there we are, James. Oh, well, I'll get back to it later there. It wasn't James. I'm looking for a certain verse. I'll find it here. Just stay with me. Oh, I know where it is. I just got to find. Yeah. Here it is. Well, you said what you were looking for. I was looking for that 2 pages of Jude, what I was looking for. I kept going past it. There are certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turning to grace. That's what we're getting ready to talk about here in Romans. The grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's occurring today. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Put that in our remembrance. That's to know. And the angels was kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. He hath reserved an everlasting change under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. In other words, they're underhanded. It's vile. You think about that, how it is in this world today, if that's not the case. And they speak evil of dignities, or they speak evil of glory, or the glorious one. They speak evil of God. And you think about where we're at today in this country and how people think and stuff. So let's continue on here. The throat is an open sepulcher. That came to mind as I read that, and I thought about that over in Jude as we're being warned about, even into the church, things creeping in or into our lives as well. Under their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. That's why it's our schoolmaster, the law of God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, For by the law is the knowledge of sin. You know you're wrong. You know you've done wrong. You know, you think over here, beginning at 1st of Romans, where is that here? As we read, these right here just coming to mind as I'm beginning to, we're looking into these, beginning to read. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. This is in Romans 1. Neither were thankful, but became vain, yep, in their imagination. And their foolish heart was darkened. Oh boy. I tell you, as you start getting into the Word of God, start reading, I don't see how anyone, and of course, you know, can sit under the gospel and not have an effect of that pounding on that rock, on that heart, to let you know who you are as a man, who you are as a woman, to see your sin. But, you know, it's something. I'd heard that talked and preached there for years, and I'd listen to that, and I try to process it, and there's no way your mind can. You can't think that deep. There's no way. But process that, why there'd be some that it seemed like, everybody's testimony is different. And it was just how the Word of God and the Gospel would go out. There'd be some in the service that would move, some wouldn't. Some would stand up and testify. Some have not, but some are prayer warriors. Some are not. It's just, as you look here to see, as you read the Word of God here, and that's not talking about these people here that they're talking about, but if you were in church and you'd be able to see that and witness that, how could you think of anything else different? But yet the Bible here tells us, glorified Him not as God. In other words, they knew there was a God. They know there is a God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. And that's where we are today. That's where we were yesterday. That's been that way since mankind's done that. You know, I'd like to go back and think that there was a day on this earth that I'm talking about with a lot of population. I know we go back to Adam and Eve when they were initially in the garden, but I'm talking about, you know, just 100 years ago, 200 years ago, where you think that maybe revival swept across the land and everybody was saved and everybody was a Christian and everybody treated everyone fairly and nice and there were no murders and, no crimes. But that's not been the case. Man's born. We're born into trouble. I remember what Preacher Jack used to say, set the cookie jar out there. And tell the kids not to get in it and leave the room. They're going to find a way to get in it. You come back and you had 10 cookies, you come back, they'll all be gone. I say that and the cookies on my mind. I mean, we left for Houston. I liked those fresh baked cookies there from Food City and I stuck those in the cupboard before I left. Of course, I come back, somebody tried to disguise them, put some of them Chips Ahoy in there, close it up, act like that's the same. Of course, like I wouldn't know when I got back. Somebody ate all the others. I got a feeling I know who the two are that participated. But, that's just using them as an example. But do that with a small child. I'm talking about just as long as they can get up and get around. Why do you think, you know, kids, you say, well, they climb all over everything. They open the drawers and climb up on the countertops and they get out of the bed and all. Well, they're looking for mischief, trying to get into something. Not in a bad way. They don't know that per se. But tell them not to do it and they'll do it. And that's just the nature in man. And that's what it says here as well. Let's go back over to Romans, because what we want to get to, before I finish, and we want to get to, is again, being justified freely. Justice freely, that grace through redemption. Let's continue to read here. And we're still in Romans 3. I know we're going back and forth, but we'll stay there and we'll be finished up today. Now we know whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them, I'm back at 19, who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. And see, again, as I said before, that's hard for people to accept. You've got to set that pride aside. Realize that you're guilty. People don't want to think that way. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God. See, I was telling a fellow this week, about getting saved and how I'd battled that for years. Just battled it, seemed like just turmoil, off and on, off and on. And then I remember before hearing and thinking about in Scripture and hearing pastors preaching, anytime you get into that statement, but, in the Bible, the pastor said this, something's going to happen. And I thought about that, but God. So you think about this and read here. When we read here, everything we read above there, it was telling about man, destruction and misery in their ways. Their feet are swift to shed blood. His mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. We talked about how they've crept in underwear. They've changed the word of God into lasciviousness. We talked about, went over here into Romans, and they didn't glorify God, or Romans 1. They knew God, they glorified Him not as God, etc. We went through all these, but you can get to verse number 21. You say, but now. That's right. But now. The righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Everybody's got to come the same. Don't matter, doesn't matter, Greek, Jew, Gentile. You know, of course, Greeks would have been considered Gentiles. They used the Greeks there because I think they tried to, that was a separate. Of course, they weren't Jews, but they were the educated group, I guess, so to speak. And so they throw them in. Don't matter if barbarian. It doesn't matter. It all got to come the same. And in those two verses, it answers everything and solves what we see above in chapter 3 as you look into the Bible. Let's go on. The reason why it tells us there, righteousness through faith, that even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, tells us why there's no difference. And everybody's got to come the same way. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, the redeeming blood of Christ Jesus. And it's, He sinned, it didn't cost us a dime. But you try to pay for your sins and go by the law. You try to live by the law, get to judgment, try to pay for that yourself, you can't. We think dollar-wise, or there's a fellow that's been doing some stuff for me around the house, real nice fellow from work. He moved my stuff for me in my office before and helped me out. And I had this little leaf trimmer thing I couldn't use, so I gave it to him. And I remember he said, I need to pay for that. I said, no, I can't use it. I can't move it anymore. You take that thing. He said, well, we got to trade this out somehow. So he's come over and put some dirt in my yard, leveled it up in some spots. It was real rough for me. And I say that because there we always think about freely paid, or if we were to pay for our sins, or we've done enough. And that's why I said we think of money-wise, I guess, in that respect. It doesn't matter. You're going to leave your money here when you pass anyway. You're going to leave everything you got here. You're going to leave it to somebody. Like my mother-in-law used to say all the time, she'd say, oh, that building's full of stuff I got at yard sales. They can just have another yard sale when I'm gone. And so we think about, well, I can trade off enough. I've done enough. In other words, I can go down a list and I'll say, well, I've done this in church. So I've traded off for my sins that in my life. I don't have to rely on Christ. I'm under, you know, still thinking about if somebody was under law, what this is saying, being justified freely by His grace, the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, that's the only way to be saved. In other words, there's no trading, there's no payment that you can make. You can't do enough. Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. See, that's why. It's not of us at all. It's of God. And I know y'all know that. But I guess it's refreshing to go back and look at that and know that. You didn't have anything to do with it. God, His Son, who died on the cross for our sins. You think about that this morning. It's nothing that we can do or we can pay for. Now, that's not saying after you're saved, you know, God has a plan for your life and things that He lays on your heart to do and work in the church and whatever it may be, or and whether it's visiting or a prayer warrior or teaching, or some people become preachers, whatever, or called to preach. But it all got started the same way. You remember before, I think I'd mentioned, I don't know how that came back to mind, but it does. It's almost like an upside-down triangle with the very point on the bottom being Christ. And then as your life spreads out from above that, and it should get wider and larger as it goes. Whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. And again, there's no payments we can make. There's not when you buy a house or a car, a lot of times, you know, people make monthly payments or car payments, whatever. There's none of that. You know, what is that? I think it was Brother Steve, and this was back when they were here previously when he was in the old building. I think he did a Sunday school class or taught one time. I'll have to ask him about that. And I've got friends who are in the Catholic Church, and I go to work with them. What do they call that when they're in between hell and heaven and you pay penance? Purgatory. Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Thank you. And I think I'll have to ask him about that and have him do that for us sometime, because that was a real good lady. I'm almost sure that was him. He went back and he gave a review or where that penance came from. I remember that where you're not sure if a relative made it into heaven or not, and they may be in purgatory. So you go give a certain amount of money or gifts or work or trade off, like I was talking about how that guy traded work for that leaf blower with me, you know, kind of trade off. So you do something to maybe help them move on, and what that means and what that where that got started and why it got started. And I think it was Brother Steve that did that. But as you read the scripture here, this Bible that we have in front of us, King James Version, it doesn't say anything about that I've been able to find or that I see. It says that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? Question. It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay. No, nay. But by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude. And see, I think about when you look at that conclusion there. Hold on. I'm just going what the Lord laid on my heart this morning. And let's see here. We look at that conclude there. Stay with me. Like I said, I don't like to lose anybody. That's not good to do that. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. See that conclude and that conclusion, if you look them up both in the Greek, of course this being the Hebrew, they represent them the same, the end, the final. There's nothing after. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And the same here there in verse number 28, therefore we conclude, or this is the end, this is the final. There's nothing else after. This is it. This is the answer. We conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. In other words, that's the bottom line. Sometimes I'll send an email out and I'll send it to a student or I'll send it to somebody who I'm working with, and I know it's hard to believe. I get wordy even in emails. I just go, you know, just keep typing. And then sometimes I don't want to go back and hit that erase button, so I'll skip a line or return. I'll put bottom line, semicolon, or a colon there. I'll put bottom line. And then I'll tell them this is a summary, and I might give them just a few words. And that's what this is, as we talked about, righteousness, justification by faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. In other words, we prove it by faith, by being saved. And that right there is what I have for you this morning. And I hope that's something you can glory in and shout in and be excited about. You've been justified if you've been saved. Yeah, be happy about that. And you won't have to go back as I wrote these things down. Do I have a profession, made a profession, or a possession? Did I get enough religion just to kill my conscience? I wrote these things down. How long ago, I don't know. You think about that. All right, that's it this morning.